Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be exploring the Law of Attraction.
Ooh.
And you know how we love to get our hands on
yeah.
unique source material for these deep dives?
Absolutely.
We're actually looking at a suggested script for a YouTube podcast
right.
all about the Law of Attraction.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it would give us a really interesting perspective to kind of break down.
Yeah.
So is the Law of Attraction just like, as some people say,
yes.
woo-woo spirituality? Or could there be something more to it?
Well, I think analyzing a script like this is kind of like
yeah.
getting a behind-the-scenes look at how this concept Maybe. Is being packaged and presented
yeah.
to a wide audience.
Exactly. So what does this script say the Law of Attraction is all about?
Okay, so they define it as like attracts like.
Okay.
It's the idea that our thought... similar energies... into our lives.
It sounds a little out there.
Yeah.
What exactly do they mean by that?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's one of those terms that gets thrown around a lot
right.
in these discussions, but isn't always clearly explained.
Yeah.
Think of it this way. Imagine your thoughts and emotions as having a certain frequency or energy pattern.
Uh-huh.
The Law of Attraction suggests that these frequencies can attract similar frequencies
right.
in the outside world, kind of like how a tuning fork
huh.
can make another tuning fork vibrate at the same frequency.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling positive and optimistic,
right.
you're more likely to attract positive experiences.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
That's the basic idea. Now, from a scientific standpoint,
right.
we need to be careful about making sweeping claims.
Sure.
While it's true that everything has energy at a fundamental level.
Yeah.
The idea that our thoughts directly send out vibrations that change our reality is where things get a little murky.
Right. That's where the skeptics usually chime
we...
in. But I have to admit, the idea that our thoughts can influence our experiences is intriguing.
Yeah.
We've all had those moments where it feels like we're just attracting bad luck.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's where the placebo effect comes into play.
Okay.
This is actually a well-documented phenomenon in science.
Oh, wow.
That shows how powerful belief can be.
Okay.
For example, when people believe they're receiving a treatment, mm-hmm. even if it's just a sugar pill,
right.
they often experience real physical changes.
Wow.
It's a fascinating example of how our mental state
yeah.
can impact our bodies.
That's amazing. Could this be linked to the Law of Attraction somehow?
It's certainly a thought-provoking connection.
Yeah.
The placebo effect shows us that our minds can have a very real impact
uh-huh.
on our physical experiences.
Okay.
Now, whether this extends to attracting specific events or circumstances
right.
is a different question.
I see. So while we might not be able to manifest a winning lottery ticket just by thinking about it,
right.
there's definitely evidence that our beliefs and expectations can influence our reality to some extent.
Exactly. And this script we're looking at actually suggests we explore the connection between
okay.
quantum physics and the Law of Attraction.
Ooh, quantum physics.
Ah.
Now we're getting into some really complex territory.
You are.
Is there any actual scientific basis for this connection?
Well, that's where we need to proceed with caution.
Okay.
Quantum physics is an incredibly complex field.
Yeah.
And it's often misrepresented
right.
or oversimplified in these kinds of discussions.
Okay.
To give you an example,
sure.
people often misuse the concept of quantum entanglement
uh-huh.
to suggest that our thoughts can directly impact distant events.
Yeah.
But entanglement is about the behavior of subatomic particles.
Okay.
Not our thoughts or wishes.
It was more about the misuse of quantum physics
yeah, I think so.
To try and validate the Law of Attraction
yeah.
rather than actual scientific support.
Exactly. It's important to be critical.
Yeah.
And avoid those oversimplifications.
I agree.
Now, beyond the theoretical side of things,
right.
this script also offers some practical tips
okay.
for applying the Law of Attraction.
Right.
And I think those are worth exploring.
Okay, let's dive into those. Mm-hmm. The first tip they mention is clarifying your intentions.
Okay.
Seems pretty straightforward, right?
It is in a way. It's about identifying what you truly want to attract
yeah.
into your life,
yep.
whether that's setting specific goals, defining your values,
yeah.
or simply gaining clarity
okay.
on your desires.
So it's not enough to just have a vague wish.
Right.
You need to be crystal clear about what you want.
Precisely. And what's fascinating here
Isn't
is that the very act of setting those clear intentions
uh-huh.
can be a powerful motivator in itself.
Really?
It's about consciously aligning your actions with your goal.
I can see that. having a clear sense of purpose
right.
can definitely fuel our choices and actions.
And this actually aligns with a lot of psychological research on goal setting and motivation.
Okay.
There's real science behind the power of intention.
That's reassuring. It means we're not just talking about mystical woo-woo stuff here.
Right.
There's some grounding in established psychological principles.
Exactly.
What about the next tip?
The script emphasizes visualization
okay.
as a key part of the law of attraction,
right.
suggesting that vividly imagining our goals.
Visualization. Okay, I've heard about this.
Can help us achieve them.
Athletes use it to improve their performance.
That's
right?
Exactly. And there's a fascinating connection to neuroscience here.
Mm-hmm.
When we vividly imagine ourselves performing an action,
okay.
our brains actually fire in similar patterns.
Oh, wow.
As when we actually perform that action.
Wow.
It's like mental rehearsal for success.
So our brains don't necessarily distinguish between real and imagined experiences.
That's incredible. Does that mean we can just visualize ourselves winning the lottery and it'll happen? Well, not quite.
Okay.
While our brains do respond powerfully to visualization, it's not about magically manifesting things out of thin air.
Okay.
It's more about creating a mental blueprint for success and priming our brains to achieve those goals through action.
So it's not a magic wand,
right?
But it can definitely give us a mental edge.
Exactly. It's about training our minds to focus on what we want and believe in our ability to achieve it.
Okay.
And that brings us to another popular technique
associated
with the law of attraction. Affirmations.
Affirmations. I've tried those before.
Have you?
It's about repeating positive statements to ourselves.
All right, that's the basic idea.
Okay.
The script suggests that affirmations can help shift our beliefs and attract what we desire.
Okay.
However, the key is to use them in a way that feels authentic and empowering.
So it's not just about mindlessly repeating phrases.
Exactly. Yeah. Simply saying the words without genuine belief might not yield significant results.
Makes sense.
It's about internalizing the message and truly believing in what you're affirming.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about aligning our thoughts and beliefs with our desires.
Yes.
What about the next tip? This script mentions mindfulness and gratitude.
Yes. They highlight the importance
of
cultivating a positive emotional state.
Okay.
And those practices can play a key role.
Mindfulness is about being present in the moment.
Yes.
And gratitude is about appreciating what we already have.
Exactly.
How do those practices fit into attracting what we desire?
Well, think of it this way. If you're constantly dwelling on negativity, it's hard to cultivate that positive vibrational state that the law of attraction emphasizes.
Okay.
Mindfulness helps us become aware of our thoughts and emotions without judgment, allowing us to break free from negative thought patterns that might be blocking our ability to attract positive experiences.
So it's about clearing out the mental clutter and creating space for positivity.
Exactly.
And what about gratitude?
Gratitude can be incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
By appreciating what we already have, we cultivate a sense of abundance, and that can in turn attract more things to be grateful for.
Okay.
It's about creating a positive feedback loop.
Wow. That's a really interesting perspective. So it's not just about getting what we want.
Right.
It's about appreciating what we already have.
Yes.
And using that as a foundation.
Yes.
For attracting more good things into our lives.
Precisely. And that brings us to the final tip mentioned in the script. Taking inspired action.
Inspired action. What does that mean exactly?
It's about recognizing that the law of attraction isn't about passively wishing for things to happen, but aligning our actions with our intentions.
So it's about putting in the work.
Yes.
Intentions are great, but without action, they're just wishful thinking.
Right. Exactly. It's about making choices
that
support our desired outcomes, even if those are small steps.
It's like the saying, the universe doesn't reward you for what you want.
Right.
It rewards you for what you do.
I love that.
Yeah.
It perfectly captures the essence of inspired action.
Right.
It's about being proactive and taking steps towards our goals with a sense of purpose and motivation.
This all makes sense.
Yeah.
But what about when we hit those inevitable roadblocks?
Right.
Life isn't always smooth sailing and things don't always go according to plan.
That's an excellent point, and it's something we'll definitely explore further.
Right.
But for now, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've uncovered so far.
Sure.
What stands out to you from this exploration of the law of attraction?
What's really striking me is how it connects to so many different areas.
Oh, yeah.
From psychology and neuroscience to personal growth and self-development, even if we don't fully buy into the mystical aspects, there's a lot we can learn from the core principles of the law of attraction.
Absolutely.
It really makes you think about the power of our minds.
Yeah.
And the potential we have to shape our own realities.
Absolutely. And that raises some really interesting questions about the interplay between our inner world and our external experiences.
Yeah, those are some big questions.
But before we dive into those deeper waters, let's take a short break and come back refreshed to continue our deep dive into the law of attraction.
We'll be back soon with more insights and exploration.
We will.
Stay tuned.
Yes.
Welcome back to the deep dive. Before the break, we were talking about how the law of attraction encourages us to take inspired action, to really put in the effort towards achieving those goals we visualize.
Yeah.
But we were also getting into the fact that life throws curveballs.
It does.
What happens when things get tough and those positive vibes are hard to come by?
That's such a crucial point, and it's where this idea of obstacles being opportunities for growth comes in.
Yeah.
I think it can be a powerful shift in perspective.
Right.
But it's definitely something we need to approach with nuance.
You're right. I mean, it's not about dismissing the very real struggles.
Right.
People face, or pretending that positive thinking alone can solve every problem.
Exactly. Life can throw some pretty serious challenges our way.
Yeah.
And sometimes those circumstances are simply beyond our control.
For sure.
It's important to acknowledge that and seek appropriate support when we need it.
So it's about finding that balance, right?
Yes.
Taking responsibility for our thoughts and actions
while
also recognizing that we don't have control over everything that happens to us.
Absolutely. And this leads to another point that's worth considering.
Right.
The potential downsides of putting too much emphasis on the law of attraction.
Really? Yeah. There can be negative aspects to it.
Yeah.
I always thought it was all about focusing on the positive.
Sure.
Which seems harmless enough.
It can be.
Hmm.
But it's important to be aware of the potential pitfalls.
Okay.
For example, if someone is going through a really difficult time, like a serious health issue or financial hardship, focusing solely on positive thinking might make them ignore practical solutions or even blame themselves for their situation.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Like instead of taking concrete steps to address the problem, they might just keep thinking positive thoughts and hoping for the best.
Right.
Which could actually make things worse.
Exactly. It's like that saying, positive thinking without action is like sitting in a rocking chair.
Okay.
It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere.
Yeah. That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
It really highlights how important it is to balance that positive mindset with real, tangible action.
Right. It's crucial to remember that the law of attraction, even if we're open to its possibilities, shouldn't replace taking practical steps and making responsible decisions.
So it's not about replacing traditional approaches to problem solving with wishful thinking.
Exactly.
It's more about maybe adding a layer of positivity and empowerment to those efforts.
Exactly. It's about recognizing how our internal world, our thoughts, beliefs, and expectations can influence our external reality.
This all ties back to the question of scientific validity. We've talked about some possible connections to psychology and neuroscience.
Right.
But is there any solid evidence to support the law of attraction?
Yeah.
As a universal law like gravity?
Well, there are certainly plenty of anecdotal stories and personal testimonials out there.
Uh-huh.
But from a scientific standpoint, the law of attraction remains largely unproven.
So it falls more into the realm of personal belief systems and spiritual philosophies rather than hard science.
That's how I see it.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Even if we approach the law of attraction with a healthy dose of skepticism, there are still valuable takeaways.
Like what, for instance?
Well,
I'm all about finding those practical nuggets of wisdom.
Well, for starters, the emphasis on intention setting, visualization, and positive thinking aligns perfectly with principles of personal growth and self-development.
Yeah.
And those have been studied and validated in psychology.
So even if we don't completely buy into the mystical side of the law of attraction, we can still benefit from incorporating some of its core practices into our lives.
Exactly. And that's where discernment comes in.
Oh.
It's about taking what resonates with us experimenting with different techniques,
right,
and figuring out what works best for our own individual journeys.
I love that. It's about empowering ourselves to be active participants in shaping our reality.
Yes.
Even if we don't fully believe that our thoughts can magically manipulate the universe.
You got it. And that brings us to another important point, which is the potential for the law of attraction to be misused or misinterpreted.
Oh, interesting. What do you mean by that?
Well, sometimes the law of attraction is presented in a way that suggests that we are solely responsible for everything that happens to us, good or bad.
Right.
And that can be a dangerous and disempowering message.
Especially for people who are already struggling with difficult circumstances. It's like blaming someone for their illness or misfortune by saying they just didn't think positive enough.
Precisely. We need to remember that we live in a complex world with so many factors influencing our experiences.
Yeah.
To say that it all boils down to our thoughts and vibrations is an oversimplification of the human experience.
Yeah.
And it can lead to a lot of guilt and self-blame.
So again, it's about finding that balance.
It is.
Acknowledging the power of our mind.
Yes.
While also recognizing that we don't have control over everything that happens to us.
Absolutely. And this leads us to another potential pitfall, which I like to call manifesting addiction.
Manifesting addiction.
Mm.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
What is it exactly?
It's when people become so focused on manifesting their desires that they lose sight of the present moment and the importance of things like genuine connection, gratitude, and acceptance.
I see. So it becomes less about personal growth.
Yeah.
And more about constantly chasing those external outcomes.
Right. It can create this constant feeling of dissatisfaction. Like you're never quite enough.
Okay.
Because you haven't manifested all the things on your list.
Right.
And that can actually lead to a sense of emptiness.
Wow.
Even when you do achieve some of those desires.
It's like you're always looking ahead to the next thing.
Right.
Instead of enjoying the journey and appreciating what you already have.
Exactly.
It sounds a bit like a hedonic treadmill. It is.
Always chasing that next hit of dopamine.
You nailed it. And that's why it's so important.
Yeah.
To approach the law of attraction with a healthy dose of balance and perspective.
Okay.
Focusing on the journey.
Right.
Rather than solely on the destination.
It's about enjoying the ride, being present in each moment.
Yes.
And appreciating the process of growth and self-discovery.
Exactly. Right. And I think this ties back to the idea of aligning our actions with our intentions.
Right. It's not enough to just think positive thoughts.
Right.
It's about taking concrete steps towards what we want to create.
Yes.
And the script actually uses the term inspired action.
They do.
What exactly do they mean by that?
Inspired action is about acting in alignment with our authentic selves and our deepest desires.
Uh-huh.
It's about feeling a sense of purpose and motivation that drives us forward.
Right.
Not just going through the motions or doing what we think we should be doing.
So it's about finding that sweet spot.
Yeah. Where our passions and values intersect.
Exactly.
With opportunities for growth and contribution.
You got it. It's about feeling truly aligned with our actions.
Don't.
And pursuing our goals with a sense of genuine enthusiasm and excitement.
This has been such a thought-provoking discussion.
It has.
We've covered so much ground.
Oh, yeah.
From the potential benefits and pitfalls of the law of attraction.
Right.
To its connections to psychology.
Uh-huh.
And the importance of finding a balanced approach.
Yes.
It's a lot to digest.
I agree. It's definitely a concept with many layers.
It is.
But what stands out to you from our exploration so far?
I think what's most intriguing is how, even though the law of attraction might not be a scientifically proven law, there's no denying the power of our minds and beliefs in shaping our experiences.
Absolutely.
What do we call it? The law of attraction, the placebo effect, or the self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said for cultivating a more positive and intentional approach to life.
I couldn't agree more. And that actually brings up another crucial question.
Okay.
How do we navigate that fine line between embracing the potential of our minds whilst being grounded in reality and avoiding the pitfalls of magical thinking?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
And it's one we'll continue to explore as we head into the final part of our deep dive.
Yes.
Stay tuned for more insights and discussions.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We spent this episode unpacking the law of attraction.
Yeah.
Exploring its claims.
Right.
potential benefits, and even some of the possible downsides.
Absolutely.
It's been a fascinating journey, and I think we've all learned a lot.
I think so.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah.
I'm curious to hear your perspective on how we can apply these insights
okay.
to our own lives,
yeah.
you know, to actually make positive changes. Oh. Whether or not we fully subscribe to the law of attraction as a universal principle,
right.
it seems like there are some really valuable takeaways here.
I completely agree. I think one of the biggest takeaways,
yeah.
regardless of your beliefs about the law of attraction,
okay.
is the power of our mindset.
Okay.
We may not be able to control everything that happens to us in life,
right.
but we can absolutely choose how we respond to those events.
It's like choosing to focus on the solution.
Exactly.
Rather than dwelling on the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that simple shift in perspective
yeah.
can make a huge difference in our experiences.
Right.
It ties into those concepts of resilience,
uh-huh.
growth mindset, and learned optimism
right.
that have been studied extensively in psychology.
Right. So even if we don't believe our thoughts can directly manipulate the universe,
right.
we can still benefit from focusing on the positive.
Yes.
Reframing our perspectives and developing healthy coping mechanisms.
Absolutely. Another key takeaway
yeah.
is the importance of aligning our actions.
Okay.
With our values and goals.
Right.
The law of attraction emphasizes taking inspired action.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really powerful idea.
I love that term, inspired action.
Yeah.
It's like taking action that's fueled by
right.
a deep sense of purpose and motivation.
Exactly.
Not just going through the motions out of obligation.
Exactly. It's about tapping into that inner drive.
Yeah.
And taking steps, even small ones,
uh-huh.
toward creating the life we want.
It all comes back to that saying we mentioned earlier.
It does.
The universe doesn't reward you for what you want.
Right.
It rewards you for what you do.
I love that quote.
Me too.
It highlights the importance of taking ownership of our lives.
Yeah.
And making choices that move us in the right direction.
Right.
It's not about passively wishing for things to happen.
Right.
But rather about actively creating the change we want to see.
That's a great reminder for all of us.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with all this action taking, you mentioned something earlier about self-reflection.
Yes.
And self-awareness.
Right.
How do those concepts fit into this whole law of attraction puzzle?
That's a great question. I think self-reflection and self-awareness are essential.
Okay.
Because if we want to consciously shape our lives,
uh-huh.
we need to understand ourselves deeply.
Okay.
We need to be clear about our values,
right.
our beliefs, our passions, and our motivations.
So it's not just about attracting material possessions or achieving external success.
Right.
It's about aligning our actions with our authentic self.
Exactly.
And living a life that truly feels meaningful and fulfilling.
Exactly. And that's where practices like mindfulness,
yeah.
journaling, and introspection can be incredibly helpful.
Okay.
They allow us to connect with our inner wisdom.
Right.
And gain clarity on what we truly desire.
Uh-huh.
Not what society or other people tell us we should want.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
We need to be the architects of our own lives.
We do.
Not just blindly follow someone else's blueprint. Absolutely.
And speaking of feeling good,
yeah.
the law of attraction emphasizes the importance of gratitude. Right?
Absolutely. Gratitude is a powerful emotion.
Yeah.
that can have a ripple effect on all areas of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of research showing that gratitude can boost our happiness,
okay.
increase our resilience,
wow.
and even improve our physical health.
Wow, that's amazing. So by simply focusing on what we already have
right.
and appreciating the good things in our lives,
yes.
we can actually attract more positivity and abundance.
Yes.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy of good vibes.
Exactly. It's about shifting our focus from scarcity to abundance.
Okay.
From lack to appreciation.
Right.
When we cultivate an attitude of gratitude,
uh-huh.
we open ourselves up to receiving more good things into our lives.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
It has been.
We have explored so many facets of the law of attraction.
We have.
From the science to the psychology to the practical application.
It's really made me think differently about the power of our minds.
Absolutely.
And our potential to create positive change in our lives.
I agree. I think the most important takeaway here
yeah.
is that while the law of attraction may not be a scientifically proven law,
right.
the principles it highlights, intention setting,
huh.
visualization, positive thinking,
yeah.
taking inspired action, and cultivating gratitude
right.
can be incredibly powerful tools for personal growth
yeah.
and a more fulfilling life.
It's about taking what resonates with us.
It is.
Experimenting with different techniques.
Yes.
And finding what works best for our individual journeys.
Exactly. And as we wrap up this deep dive,
okay,
I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
While the law of attraction may not have all the answers, the journey of self-discovery, personal growth, and conscious creation is an adventure worth embracing.
Beautifully said. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of the law of attraction.
You're welcome.
We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive. And until next time.
Yes.
Keep those minds curious.
Keep them curious.
And those intentions aligned.
Absolutely.